minimising risks from incidents and emergencies. Despite all our efforts to ensure that the environment surrounding the people for whom we care and ourselves is safe, there will always be occasions when emergencies and incidents happen. An emergency means that there is an immediate and threatening danger to individuals and others, and comes in two main forms: health and environmental. An incident is an occurrence that requires immediate action to avoid possible danger and harm to people, goods, and/or the environment, and again comes in two main forms: health and environmental. An accident is an unforeseen major or minor incident in which an individual is injured. Health emergencies occur when there is a threat to someone's life. This could be in the case of a heart attack, stroke, or when the person has a life-threatening accident, for example, a road accident. Incidents relating to health can be categorised as minor or major incidents. While some accidents may cause only a slight cut or bruise, others may result in more serious injuries. It's not possible here to detail all the required procedures for the whole range of health emergencies which you may encounter at work. Your employer should ensure that you have the appropriate training required for your role in the workplace. You should at least be trained in first aid measures to deal with the following: cardiac or respiratory arrest, chest pains, loss of consciousness, choking and hanging, electrocution, severe internal bleeding, hemorrhage, burns and scalds, epileptic seizures, shock, suspected fracture, and poisoning. The extent of your training will depend on the type of job and level of responsibility which you have. In the event of any emergency or incident, you should be fully aware of what you should do, what correct safety procedures you should follow, and how you should support others to follow these procedures. All the workers should have the appropriate training to deal with emergencies and incidents that may happen. At all times, it's crucial that you follow the procedures in which you have been instructed, as they are designed to save lives or prevent further injury and danger. You should deal with them within your own range of training and competence. You might be very clear about some of the above situations because you've received clear training, but for others, you might feel quite apprehensive. Take this list to your line manager and ask him or her to give clear instructions about organisational procedures that deal with these situations. You need to be clear about your own level of competence. For example, if you think someone has had a heart attack and you have had no first aid training, what should you do? Your employer should have instructed you about what to do in the case of a health emergency. Depending on the location of the health emergency, you might be instructed to do different things. For example, in a hospital, you would call for assistance of a medically qualified colleague. In a care home or hostel, you would call for the member of staff trained in first aid. If you were in the individual's own home, you'd call for an ambulance. Of course, you will be able to assist at the situation once the qualified person has arrived by following closely any instructions given to you. You might be asked to phone for an ambulance, fetch some blankets, or remove any source of further danger, such as spillages or obstacles such as broken furniture or broken glass. You could also be asked to remove any onlookers, not only for their own safety, but also to protect the privacy of the individual who has had the accident. Others who have witnessed the accident may be in need of support. This may apply to both workers and others, and you might find yourself undertaking this role. You should do so in a sensitive and professional manner, and report to your line manager if you feel that anyone may need additional support, such as medical or psychological care.